That shooting in Buffalo was carried out by an 18-year-old who showed his support for white supremacy in online postings. It's the latest example of the rise in domestic terrorism in this country. Here in California, two Bay Area men were arrested and charged last year with plotting to blow up the headquarters of the California Democratic Party. Prosecutors say the men planned to launch their attack on or after Inauguration Day. In an effort to understand why, KQED reporters Julie Small and Alex Hall interviewed their families and friends and reviewed hundreds of pages of court documents.
Ian Rogers owned an auto repair shop in downtown Napa, fixing Jaguars and Land Rovers for wealthy wine country clients.
Jared Copeland used to work for Rogers at his shop as a mechanic, and the two often lifted weights together at a nearby gym.
In the weeks after Joe Biden's win in the 2020 presidential election, court records show the men vented to each other in encrypted messages about their outrage and support for President Donald Trump. Just before Thanksgiving, Rogers texted Copeland, "I think right now we attack Democrats, their offices, etc., Molotov cocktails and gasoline."
Copeland responded, "We need more people, bro. Gonna be hard."
2 days later, Rogers sent Copeland the address of the California Democratic Party office and wrote, "Take a brick, break a window, pour gas in, and light."
But that plan was interrupted.
These are the pipe bombs seized by Napa County Sheriff's deputies when they arrested Ian Benjamin Rogers.
Just 5 days before Inauguration Day, law enforcement searched Rogers' business and home, where they found Nazi paraphernalia, books on making explosives, thousands of rounds of ammunition,
49 weapons, a white privilege card, and more.
The day after Rogers' arrest, prosecutors allege, Copeland contacted the leader of a militia they both belonged to and was told to delete his communication with Rogers. When the FBI showed up at Copeland's house, they say those messages were missing from his phone. 6 months later, agents arrested Copeland in Sacramento.
Rogers and Copeland now face multiple federal and state charges. The FBI says their case is part of a nationwide surge in domestic violent extremism.
There is absolutely an uptick. We are seeing an increase in both the level of violence and the number of individual actors since the summer of 2020.
John Blair is the assistant special agent in charge of counterterrorism at the agency's San Francisco field office, which investigated Rogers and Copeland. Blair declined to comment on the ongoing case, but KQED spoke to an anonymous tipster who mailed a package to the FBI warning them Rogers was heavily armed and had threatened violence.
And prosecutors allege that Copeland and Rogers belonged to a California offshoot of the Three Percenters, an anti-government movement whose members were arrested in connection to the Capitol insurrection. The Southern Poverty Law Center says at least 45 anti-government groups, including four militias, are currently active in the state of California. But Blair says simply belonging to an extremist group isn't a crime.
We don't care what you believe because we're not allowed to care what you believe.
The tipping point, he says, is when a person makes specific plans to carry out violence.
It's the difference between somebody saying, they really ought to go out and get that guy and teach him a lesson, and somebody saying, I'm going to go out and get that guy and I'm going to teach him a lesson.
Prosecutors say Copeland and Rogers crossed that line.
But their friends and family told us they were just blowing off steam.
He never was going to do it.
That's Ian Rogers' wife, Yulia Rogers, speaking from the doorway of her home in Napa.
It's just ridiculous for me because I knew him. He was maybe texting something stupid things to his friends, but it was like maybe little boys, like playing, I don't know.
Cliff Martin says Ian Rogers doesn't belong in jail.
Ian is not a terrorist. He's not a threat to the public.
Martin's a retired tool salesman Rogers bought equipment from for years.
He had too much to lose to do something like that. It just doesn't make sense.
Rogers faces a statutory maximum of 45 years in prison.
Copeland faces 25.
I don't think Jared realized the severity behind the conversation.
Copeland's cousin, Novice Dublin, says Copeland's family in Kentucky was shocked at the charges. He says it just didn't sound like Jared.
Growing up, he wasn't the one that was out hunting and fishing and trying to figure out how to tape 30 firecrackers to a pop bottle and make it blow up. That was the rest of us.
Copeland's attorney says his client has entered a no-contest plea and is awaiting sentencing.
Rogers could enter a plea as early as this month. The two men remain in custody. For the California Report, I'm Julie Small in San Francisco.
And I'm Alex Hall in Fresno.